This is Andrew for Geek News Central coming to you from the Wearable Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Annie from Bonnie Binary. They produce textiles which have controls and electronics embedded within them. So Annie, do you want to tell me just a little bit more about what it is you do and how you do it?
Yeah, so we're a new startup and... Sorry, it's a bit distracting. Right, so how are we doing with it? We're offering consultancy to companies that want to make their electronics attractive and touchable and decorative.
Okay,
so we've had a lot of interest from fashion brands, automotive companies who want to put this touchy-feely, attractive textile controls into their products.
Okay.
So we want to collaborate with technology companies and with brands, and we are hoping to bring our own products out in the next few months and a Kickstarter our first product.
Okay. So I'm looking at the moment here at kind of like embroidered cushions and stuffed toys and things.
Yeah. So you're looking at a capacitive touch slider here, textile touch slider. Which could be used to, at the moment, is controlling light, but could control sound or anything else. It's designed to go in this jacket, and it's in development at the moment.
Okay, so as Annie is running her finger up and down a patterned or an embroidered piece of cloth, we can see lights change on a circuit board.
Yeah.
So actually, how is this done? Are the threads, you know, conductive or
conductive fabric in here?
Okay.
With conductive threads that connect to the board. So actually quite intermediate, straightforward technology.
Okay.
But the development will be in reducing the size of the board and waterproofing the sensor and testing the reliability before we actually put it out into products. So we would like to use this in many ways, you know, within the home, within clothing. This is we'd like to put it in here into this toy, so it's interactive toys. So we've had interest in all these different areas, which has been absolutely fascinating. That people are very keen to put these soft, tactile sensors into so many different areas. So it's been a very exciting show for that reason.
Okay.
We are very excited about the feedback.
That's right. And does the sewing machine or whatever embroiders these, does it need to be specialised or converted in any way?
No. We have just been using a standard digital, proper digital embroidery machine, industrial embroidery machine, but our next step will be to develop the embroidery techniques for stitching the circuits, embroidering the circuits into these surfaces.
Okay, and what kinds of things can you do? I mean, obviously we've got some sensors, can you do lights and those kinds of things as well?
Lights, music, vibration. I think these sensors will be really fun in clothing, in games as well, and in the toys to combine them with apps and... I think there's a lot of fun ways that these soft controls can be used with screen-based games as well.
Okay, I mean, even simplistically, we'd see, you know, controlling a music player, you can start and stop the music.
Yeah, lights, music in the home. Yeah, definitely. Your heating, opening your door, all sorts of things.
Okay.
But that's just standard stuff. I think the exciting stuff is when I've been meeting a lot of incredible creative technologists who've come to me saying, I've developed this software and we want to connect it with your, an object, but it's tactile, soft. And that's what they're excited about. And me too, because it's using it in a completely different way. You know, it's not just lights. I'd love to. Lights are wonderful, but great to use it in other ways.
Yes, no, I mean, I can see that on cuddly toys and, you know.
Yes.
It'd be great. So, you know, is this an expensive technology?
At the moment, it's very cheap. But it's so cheap. Because it's just textile, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's thread and stitch. And,
okay.
I mean, it's very cheap, but it might suddenly get more expensive because it's in development. It's the development and the time that's expensive. It's not the materials in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's the people that are working on the ideas.
And if you had to guess, when do you think we might see products actually coming to market?
I would like to get products out this year, by the end of this year.
Aiming for
Six
Christmas.
6 months to a year, and anybody wants to come and get involved and collaborate and fund anything, they're most welcome to contact me.
Okay. So, and if people want to learn more, what's your website?
Right. My website is www.bonniebinary.co.uk.
That's great, Annie. Look, thanks very much indeed.
I could also mention that in Bristol, we're setting up a wearable tech hub to develop expertise in the wearable tech area. Anybody who's interested in creative tech and textiles and fashion to meet up and work together and collaborate. So hopefully it'll become a centre.
Okay. And if people were in the Bristol area, where would they go for more information?
To start with, contact me and I'll put them in the right direction.
Okay, that's great. Look, thanks very much, Annie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.